Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Molly McGrath Tierney, Director of Baltimore City Department of Social Services. Molly, always nice to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
David, it is a pleasure.
So you have dealt with some of Baltimore's toughest issues on a multi-day, 24/7 basis: child welfare, homelessness, lessons learned.
That is a compelling question. And, you know, I spend a lot of time reflecting on my work at DSS. I think that, you know, I came into that work from a belief that there's nothing wrong with people. And that's atypical for the field, because much of services to vulnerable or low-income folks in our country is predicated on the idea, well, there's something wrong with them, we won't have to fix them. And my overwhelming experience working in multiple jurisdictions, that is simply not the case. There's nothing wrong with any of us. And we are all having reasonable reactions to the environments in which we live. And it just, after 7 years at DSS, that strikes me as what may be the most significant challenge is that to overcome, is that many of us who come in as fixers or wanting to help come in believing from the frame there's something wrong with people. And as long as we believe that, I'm not sure we're designing solutions that will actually work.
Talk a little bit about what you did with the foster care system in Baltimore City, because you made some pretty fundamental changes.
Baltimore City DSS was a very different place in 2007 than it is today. And it was in an almost complete state of disarray. It's not hard to sort of shoot into dramatic change when something is that much of a mess. So a lot of what we did was decide it's not okay that we don't know where the 6,325 children who were in foster care then, that we didn't know where they were. Like, we didn't know who their caseworker was. We didn't know what their address was. We didn't know when's the last time anyone had seen them. So there was a lot of introducing the discipline of data for the purposes of it tells us what we ought to do next into the environment. That was coupled with a mission, right? Like, kids ought to be in families. And I was just a broken record about that. And so getting both of those things on the table, we have a mission, kids ought to be in families, and we have a discipline. There are things that we have to know about our work. This sounds cold and calloused, but we have to admit this is a business. Now, we're in the business of caring for children and families, but still, it's not enough just to show up to work every day and care a lot. Like, it wasn't getting anything done. And so we added to the discipline of the use of data a set of behaviors that I refer to as a business practice. That is, well, you have to say specifically what it is you're going to do, how you're going to get it done, and by when it's going to be accomplished. And just doing that over and over and over again got the place into a set of transactions that meant we reduced the number of kids in foster care by 60%. We reduced the number of kids living in orphanages by 89%. We increased adoptions 59%. Like, really stuff that was off the charts that I consider doable by anyone, anywhere, presuming the application of very common sense and discipline for work that may be unpopular.
Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, David. Really appreciate it.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.